Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yama Yoshev B'Tzion. Unishas Maris Esther B'Srib Shmuel, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chof Tes, in Parashas Kisisa. Says the Torah HaKadosha, V'yib read this Moshe me'ar Sinai, Shnei L'chosei this B'ad Moshe B'Tom Menahar, O'Moshe Lo Yada, Ki Karan Orpanu B'Dab Burito, and it was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he had the two luchos ha'edus in the hands of Moshe when he went down from them, came down from the mountain, and Moshe didn't know that his face shone, that the skin of his face shone, karan or panav, when speaking to him. He didn't know. The Or Chaim Alshich Tameya Ma ya beridat menaha shele mash Moshe lo yada. It says Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and Shnei Luchos Habris when he came down from the mountain, and he didn't know that his face shone when they spoke with him. He said, "What happened when he came down from the mountain?" And it was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, and he had the two luchos in his hands. Okay, then what happened? Pasuk doesn't tell us. It just says when people spoke to him, he didn't know that his face shone. But what happened when he came down from the mountain? And also it says twice in the Pasuk, Vayi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai. And then it says, Beredeto menaha. So twice it says that he came down. Why the Kefal HaLashon? Also the Alshich asks, and what it says, Vayi beredes Moshe, it's a mashma that it's coming to tell us, Gzeira shehaya az davar shenitchadesh. And it was when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. So what's this new thing that happened when he came down? Or Chaim asks, how does the Pasuk tell us the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone by when telling us that he doesn't know? What does the Pasuk say? Moshe lo yoda ki karan or panav b'dab brito. Pasuk never tells us his face shone. It just says he didn't know that his face shone. His face was shining when people were speaking with him. But the Pasuk never tells us his face was shining. So why does the Pasuk only inform us that his face was shining by saying that he wasn't aware of it? Also the Alshich asks, the Orchaim asks, how does a living person not know that his face is shining? This is something adding onto his face, this shining countenance. And he doesn't know, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, his Madriga. He's not aware of what's going on spiritually with him, self. Pasuk Lamed, we continue, and this is all based on the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu Zatzal, of course. V'yar Aaron kibuchu b'nei Yisrael es Moshe v'inei karan ol panav. And Aaron, all the Jewish people saw Moshe, and his face was shining. Vayiru migeshes eilav. And they were afraid to approach him. The Alshich asks, what's Es Moshe? Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael Es Moshe. Vayar Aaron v'hinei karan or panav. We know it's talking about Moshe. And also says, Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael. Just say Vayiru in the plural. What's the Vayar? We have at the end of the pasuk, Vayiru migeshes eilav. They were afraid to approach him. So if that's in plural, so why is the sing not in plural? The sing is in singular, but they were afraid to approach him as in plural. What's going on? And also, why does it say they were afraid to approach him? What's afraid to approach him? It should say that they couldn't look at his face. His face was shining. They couldn't look at his face, but what's the fear? What's the fear of approaching him? And also it says that when it says they were afraid to approach him, it implies that they were standing in their place and they just didn't come any closer. But then comes along Pasuk Chaf Aleph and says, not like that, Mashmos. Vayikra lehem Moshe v'yashuvu elav Aaron v'chol ha'nasim be'eda v'yidabra Moshe aleihem, that Moshe called to them. And Aaron and all the princes of the congregation returned to him. And Moshe spoke to them. So what does this seem to say? That they distance themselves and Moshe Rabbeinu calls them back. But that's not the mashmos of Vayur Migesh Seilav. Vayur Migesh Seilav is mashma that they were standing in one place. And then Moshe Rabbeinu called to them, Aaron and all the Nesiim, and they came back. They came back implies that they distanced themselves. Now we go further. Psukim Lamed Gimel Lamed Dalet Vayicha Moshe Midaber Itam V'Yiten Al Panav Maaseh. And Moshe Rabbeinu stopped talking to them, and then he put a mask on his face. Uvabo Moshe Lefnei Hashem Medaber Ito Yaseir Esam Maaseh. I'd say so. V'Yitzav V'Yidaber Al Bnei Yisrael Esa Sher Yitzaveh. So what's happening here? Moshe finished speaking to them, and then he puts a veil over his face. And when Moshe would come out before Hashem to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he went out. And then he would go out and he would speak to the Jewish people what he was commanded. Ad kan midivrei apsukim. So the Al Sheikh asks, from what it says in the pasuk Lamed Gimel Vayicha Moshe Midaber Itam, Vayiten Al Panav Maaseh. So what it seems is that when he's speaking to them, he doesn't need the mask, he doesn't need the veil. When he finishes speaking to them, he puts on the veil. But then we get the pasuk Lamed Dalet that Moshe Rabbeinu would speak to Hashem, he'd remove the mask until he left, and then he would go out and speak to the Jewish people. So that seems that when he went out, now he's putting on the mask. When he's speaking to Hashem, he removes the mask. But now that he's coming out to speak to the Jewish people, he puts the mask back on. Because the masfa is, he was removed the masfa at seisa, until he goes out. And now when he goes out, then vayetze, now the mask is back on. He removes it when he went until he goes out. Now that he goes out, he puts the mask back on. So in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's mashma when he spoke to the Jewish people, the mask was off. And in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it's mashma the mask was on, the veil was on. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Gimel says, this post Lamed Dalet, Rashi says, "Venot lo b'shashe medabri Yisrael." So he would take off the mask when he would speak to the Jewish people. Uveshashe amakom nidbarimo, I'd say so. And then he would also, when Hashem would speak to him, he wouldn't have the mask until he went out. So here it's Rashi. Here says in Lamed Dalet and Echanami, like we learned in Lamed Gimel, when he's speaking to the Jewish people without the mask. Rashi says, I'd say so. Until he went out. Until he went out, he was without a mask. But it's mashma that after he went out, he was with the mask. And after he went out, that's when he spoke to the Jewish people. V'yatza v'dibra al b'nei Yisrael l'shei Yitzuve. So now that he's speaking to the Jewish people, he has the mask on. Because he only took off the mask, I'd say so. And now he's going out. So hadr kusha l'duchte. So again, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's mashma that he was without the mask when he spoke to Jewish people. Pasuk Lamed Dalet, it's mashma he's with the mask. Rashi says, Echanami, he spoke to Lamed Dalet, he spoke to Jewish people without the mask. But he was without the mask only at say so until he went out from before Hashem. And then when he speaks to Jewish people, then the mashma of the mask is back on. So again, there's a steer between Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. Lamed Gimel, he's speaking to Jews without the mask, and Lamed Dalet is speaking to Jews with the mask. So the Mefarshei Rashi, the Maskil David, Sefer Zikaron. You can look in the Meluim to the Torah Shlema. So they say Takal Adas Rashi, Ad Seiso is Ad V'Ad B'Chval. That's when he was without the mask, Ad Seiso. Including, not only until he went out, but even including. So in other words, he really was without the mask the whole time, even when he was speaking to the Jewish people. But the Maskila David said that he doesn't think that that's the pshat. Okay, so now we're stuck with trying to understand. Was Moshe wearing the mask? Was he not wearing the mask when he spoke with the Jewish people? Pasuk Lamed Hey. V'ro b'nei Yisrael p'nei Moshe kikaron or p'nei Moshe. V'eishiv Moshe mas v'alpanav ad ba'o l'daber ito. So now we have Pasuk Lamed. Very mysterious parasha. Now we have Pasuk Lamed Hey. And the Jewish people saw the face of Moshe, that the face of Moshe shone. And Moshe Rabbeinu would return the veil to his face until he came to speak with him. Until he came to speak with Hashem. So the Archaim and the Al Sheikh ask, what's the Pasuk telling us over here? We already learned this before. We already learned in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayecham Moshe medaber itam, v'yitin al panav masveh. And Moshe finished speaking with them, and then he put a mask on his face. See here also. It says, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Jews saw his face was shining, and then he put the mask on his face, until he spoke to Hashem. And then now he could remove the veil. So why is Pasuk Lamed Hey repeating what already says in Lamed Gimel? And also in Lamed Gimel, it says, Pasuk Lamed, it says that the Jewish people saw that his face was shining. And Lamed Hey, it says, V'ro b'nei Yisrael p'nei Moshe kikaron or p'nei Moshe. So they saw that his face was shining. So we have this repetition of this veil, that he put the veil back on his face after he spoke to the Jewish people. We already learned that earlier. And we also already learned earlier that they would see the face of Moshe, and that the face of Moshe was shining. So why is Lamed Hey repeating what we already learned earlier? Also, what's the meaning of the pasuk Lamed Hey? Ro b'nei Yisrael is p'nei Moshe. Kikaran or p'nei Moshe. All the pasuk has to say is Ro b'nei Yisrael, kikaran or p'nei Moshe. We know that if they see that his face was shining, that they saw his face. So what's the V'ro b'nei Yisrael's p'nei Moshe? Kikaran or p'nei Moshe? Seemingly superfluous. Also, earlier on, we have V'yar Aaron l'chol b'nei Yisrael's Moshe v'nei Karan or panav. It doesn't say Karan or p'nei Moshe. We know we're talking about Moshe, so it says Kikaran or panav. But here in Pasuk Lamed Hey, V'ro b'nei Yisrael is p'nei Moshe, kikaron or p'nei Moshe. So why doesn't it just say kikaron or panav like we had in Pasuk Lamed? So Me'rav Rabbi said, these psukim are kula miksha achas. Very difficult. Now in Rashi in Pasuk Choftes, he writes from the Medrash Tanchuma, U'mehechen zecha Moshe l'karni ahod, Rav Huseinu amru min ha'me'ara. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu get this shine of splendor? So Rabbi Seinu say from the cave, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on Moshe Rabbeinu's face, v'sakosi kapi. So what does that have to do with the shining face? That's question number one. Question number two is that, look at Rashi. Look at Rashi there in Pasuk Chav Beis. When Moshe's in the cave, v'sakosi, it says, Mikan shenitna rishus la mechablim lechabel, targumo agin b'memri, Right, like Unculus is wont to do, he changes the translation of the pasuk to give kavod to Hashem. So there was a rishus for the mechablim, and Moshe Rabbeinu could have been harmed when he was in the cave, and it says that Hashem protected him, not bekapi, but bememri, with my words. So he wasn't even, it wasn't even Hashem's kaf, it wasn't Hashem's hand. He didn't cover him with his hand, as Unculus is metarge. So Rashi tells us over here that why was Moshe Rabbeinu's face shining? Because God protected him with his hand. He screened him with his palm. But we see that he didn't. Rashi himself says that he didn't. There was no palm. Hashem doesn't have a palm. And Memela, the only palm Hashem has is Palm Beach or Palm Springs. But Hashem doesn't have a physical palm. Palm was a great palm. But all right, enough of these word plays. So how can Rashi tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu got the splendor of light from Hashem's hand when Rashi himself says in Parashas Kisisa earlier, in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis, that it wasn't Hashem's hand, it was his word. So we have a lot of difficulties in these Pesukim, Mariv Rabbi Yisai. So what our job is to do is to continue next time, and then in Mirtza Hashem, we will begin to answer these questions. We have a lot, but a lot to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I hope you appreciate the questions we have. Bezrat Hashem, anachnu nireh niflaot aval niflaot mitorat Hashem. When we begin next year, we will, Mirtza Hashem, b'miyashev, begin the yishuv of these difficulties. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening.